The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
It is the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm Jason Fitz, sitting in for Paul, filling the ever-so-massive shoes of the great Paul Feinbaum, as I have been all week. You guys have been gracious enough to let me sit in this seat, and I appreciate it. 855-242-7285. We've got everything from name, image, likeness discussions to how I order an old-fashioned. We'll get to all of that in just a couple of minutes, but we wanted to have a little bit of fun. Now, we started, and if you missed any of today's show, I would implore you to go back and check it out in the podcast. Earlier, had a powerful conversation with Major General Vincent Bowles. We've tried our best today to honor and thank everybody that served and everybody that has sacrificed, as it is Memorial Day weekend. But we sat down as a team and said, how can we make today's show a little different? How can we have a little bit of fun? And how can we make Memorial Day weekend stand out for everybody? And I said, food. Now, I've been asking you as you call in to chime in with what your go-to must-have, oh my God, it's got to be at the gathering food item is going to be over the course of the weekend. We'll get some expertise on what you need to do when you have everybody over. Now, from Jim Noble, chef and owner of Noble Smoke Restaurant, you can check them out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jim, thanks for the time. Happy Memorial Day weekend. You are a barbecue expert. So if you were given to, like, to me, and I'm one of those guys, like, let me tell you something, Jim, I can cook my tail off. But you put me in front of a grill, I'm lost. I'm in front of a stove, I'm good. You put me in front of a grill, I'm lost. So what advice would you give the beginner that's trying to figure out how to not screw up this weekend?
Well, the first thing is start with the best quality meat or whatever you can get. And then I would definitely also recommend using lump cold charcoal instead of those briquettes that are pressed. They're more natural and they cook good. And probably just don't wait until the last minute to cook it. Get familiar with your fire and what you build in it, and let your fire get hot but not too hot, or where you can add to it. But just get familiar with your fire. It's really not hard. Paul Bocuse, who was a great French chef for years, said the problem with young chefs is they don't know how to work a fire. And, of course, I guess if you're talking about a gas grill, I don't have any of those, but those are probably easier to control. But there's nothing like cooking over wood and natural lump charcoal. So don't be afraid of it. Season everything properly. Probably, unlike on, if I do steaks on a grill, I usually probably put more salt and pepper than you think, but the pepper gets nutty when it's on a fire, and then the salt, it just helps the edge on it. I cooked these fillets in my first restaurant for 30-some years, and all I did was, it was a Julia Child recipe from her early books when I first started cooking, and it was just salt and pepper, and all my friends swore that I was lying about it, but it was just salt and pepper, so I wouldn't over-season it, I mean, with anything other than salt and pepper. At Noble Smoke, all we use is salt and pepper and smoke. So keep it simple.
Well, and astounding, you just said everything about your greatness with this when you said, I don't have a gas grill. Like, I don't know about those. Like, I love this. We're talking to Jim Noble, chef owner of Noble Smoke Restaurant. For everybody that's listening, because there's a lot of people, I mean, the Feinbaum Show has tons of people that know how to tailgate, they know how to grill, they know what they're getting after. If you're taking, you help me as the novice. If you're taking somebody that's pretty good at it and you want to help them be great this weekend, is there an easy tip, something that people can do that makes it a little fancy?
Auguste Escoffier said this, surtout fait simple, which means above everything else, make it simple. I would just say simplicity is the key to great flavor. I want the steak to taste like steak, or if I'm cooking chicken or whatever, I don't want to booger it up with too much stuff on it. And I may finish with some herbs and olive oil, but mainly just let the meat be itself. And, you know, a lot of times I like to, I don't hunt as much. I probably fly fish more than I used to, than I hunt anymore. But a lot of times people will go out and shoot deer meat and bring it back, and then they'll marinate it in a tame dressing. Like, golly, you just lost the flavor of the meat. So I would keep it simple and make sure you don't under-season it. I mean, when I'm seasoning, I mean salt pepper, and I would use fresh ground pepper, but just keep it simple. And let it, and if you get the right quality meat that you need, it'll shine through. You don't have to mask it with anything.
You've studied barbecue everywhere, right? Like, you study barbecue all over the country. So how do you find your own style of smoke, essentially, amongst the different styles across the country and the different ways areas do it?
Well, I was born and raised in North Carolina, so I'm a pork barbecue guy, and I would say they call West and East barbecue, but I can't consider it Lexington and Eastern barbecue. And Western barbecue or Lexington-style barbecue is using shoulders instead of whole hogs. It's pretty easy why. In Eastern North Carolina, they did have whole hogs. They didn't have whole hogs in the Piedmont, so we use shoulders. And this is probably a 100, 200-year-old tradition, but I love pork barbecue, and I really wanted to do brisket, so we spent a lot of time in Texas, but I've probably been studying barbecue for 30 years or so, just off and on, because I've always wanted to do a barbecue restaurant. And we did travel mostly to Texas to see brisket, and then pork is just how we do it. The guys at Lexington Barbecue, Wayne and Ricky Mont and Nathan, they took me to their pits. They trained me without putting me to work. They just, I mean, for years I'd go in there and talk to them about what they're doing. So we replicated their Western-style smoking pits, where I have a firebox in the middle, which is a big fireplace, and I just shovel coals from the bottom of that into these masonry pits, and that's the only thing that's in them is these coals. And we just slow cook pork butts 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours, brisket 12 to 14 based on the time of year and the temperature and all that stuff. And then when we went to Texas, we sat down with the guy that writes the article for Texas Monthly Magazine. And I asked him who's got the best brisket in Texas, and this is in 2016. And he said it's Franklin's Barbecue. I said, why? He says he has the luxury of being able to rest his brisket 12 hours after he smokes them. I said, well, ain't no damn, I'm gonna do the same thing. So they came back and did it, and it made a huge difference. So it's really nothing new. I've never met anybody who wasn't an expert on barbecue. I mean, everybody comes to the door; they all love to do barbecue themselves. And it's sort of like a brotherhood of people that like to smoke meat. And, I just happen to have a pretty good sized smokehouse and do it on a greater scale because I just wanted to do this barbecue. I started to do it maybe 10 years ago, and the timing wasn't right. I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't have put the Texas pits in there. So everybody loves barbecue. And I've been in the restaurant business almost 40 years, and most of my first restaurant was French, and then mostly higher-end restaurants. And barbecue's the most fun restaurant of all that we've ever done because everybody's not coming in to try to take pictures and do all this stuff and critique you. They just come to have great barbecue and have fun. So it's a great place to hang out and enjoy life and friends and everything. Because barbecue, everybody loves barbecue. No matter, it's a great integrator. Everybody comes together, rich, poor, black, white. Everybody loves barbecue. And it's amazing to see people come together and love it.
We're talking to Jim Noble, chef and owner at Noble Smoke Restaurant. I made the mistake of pulling up the menu because now I'm starving as I look at everything. What's your favorite side that you guys have that might surprise people?
Oh, me. Well, we do, when we have fried okra, it's off the chain. We do fried Brussels sprouts pretty much most out of the year. Everybody likes the mac and cheese, and it's really good, but that's kind of predictable. I love the green beans we do. We put a lot of sides in there because most barbecue restaurants you get to, most all the sides are starchy, and you're already going to feel heavy anyway after you eat barbecue. And then we tried to decide. We did some stewed squash with onions, which is sort of like my grandmother did it. We do a broccoli salad, and there's a potato salad as well. But I like the lighter things to go with it. We do a red slaw and a white slaw, which is sort of like Lexington style and Eastern North Carolina style, respectively. So. It's with all those guests. And one of the other things we do is we're out of them right now because we buy as many as we can throughout the growing season. Local field peas like pink eye peas, black eyed peas, white acre field peas, just regular field peas. We save all of those and we pick them up from a local guy and we freeze them to hold them. We may go through 3,000 or 4,000 pounds a year. We put them in the freezer so we can have them year-long, but right now we're out. But when they come back in, that's probably my favorite side.
Jim, you have made me hungry. Everybody in Charlotte, go check them out. Obviously, we appreciate your expertise. Jim Noble, chef and owner of Noble Smoke Restaurant. Go check them out in Charlotte. Jim, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for all the insight.
Have a great one too, sir. Thank you very much.
Just good stuff by him. 855-242-7285. We'll get into some of your thoughts on everything else also. Yeah, absolutely. What's your go-to you're bringing? Now that we've heard from a pro, let's hear from everybody else. You guys get to take over the Paul Feinbaum Show next. Jason Fitz filling in for Paul.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio. Jason Fitz filling in for Paul. As I've said a million times, incredibly thankful that you guys have let me hang out with you, that we get to have this fun. 855-242-7285 is how you get in on the phones. That's how you get in to hang out with me. It's a Memorial Day edition, and you know, I want to make sure as often as possible for anyone that's just tuning in to echo the sentiment that we're incredibly thankful for all the people that have sacrificed so much for me to have the ability to have some fun with you guys for 4 hours every day this week, especially in a particularly powerful and emotional week in our country. I think it's a good time to just look around and be thankful for the people that we have around us and the people that sacrificed to give us the opportunity to have these freedoms. So incredibly, incredibly humbled that I've been able to hang out with you guys all week. That being said, John from Alabama, John's been hanging on. And apparently, you know, I made the analogy earlier, you know, talking about tiers, different college football teams fall in different tiers. And I said that when you go in to order an old fashioned, they ask me what kind of bourbon, and I say bullet. And it means something in that range. John apparently did not like that. John, what did I do wrong?
Oh, it's not that you did anything wrong. It just made me flash on days when I used to go to biker bars. And if I had gone in there, you gone in there with me and ordered that, well, it could have been a little ticklish. I just picked him up. I got no idea who the hell he is. But I got a call here that I think, Larry from Shelby, Jim from Tuscaloosa, and I, man, will all like. As to concert, the Larry part was taken care of with the drinking thing there. First concert ever went to without folks, well, Kiss in fifth grade.
Oh.
Ozzy Osbourne, first one went to without, you know, folks driving me. That was January before Randy Rhoads died.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Now, check this out. Went to see Stevie Ray Vaughan November before he died in August. Went to see, Grateful Dead April before Jerry died in August. Now, I figured I might like that just because of the cool musical references.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, and I figured Jim might like this because if there's anybody out there with Justin Bieber or Chris Brown tickets, hit me up.
Oh, John. And, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, and as to barbecue goodies, those special brownies would be what I would want.
You know what, John? Thanks for the call. Look, I just learned something. I just learned I want to party with John from Alabama. A, I think we share dessert preferences. B, I love the fact that what he just told us there, he went to Kiss and then Ozzy Osbourne, Grateful Dead. He's talking about walking into a biker bar. Like, I'm telling you, John's lived. Like, John's lived some life. There's some life going on there, and you are 100% right. I feel almost slightly ashamed by my drink choice, just thinking about how many of my brothers and sisters that I toured with for years in country music would have laughed if I'd have walked in and said anything other than Jack Daniels. Like, I just can't. I drank so much Jack for so many years that, you know, now I've gone into, you know, muddled fruit in the bottom of my glass. I'm not making it any better here, John. I am not helping myself at all. Let's go to Mad Dog. Mad Dog, thanks for calling the show. What do you got? Thanks for calling me.
Yes, how you doing? And hey, you've done a great job this week too. And believe me, don't let anybody hate on you too much, because they gonna hate no matter who's on the show. But couple things I want to ask. I do find it funny that JK and believe me, I don't want to be part of the soap opera gang that tries to overtalk each other. But JK, the thing he keeps talking about, Bama fans crying about the national championship game. I mean, we knew Georgia was that good. They were number one ranked almost the entire year. So there ain't no crying. Now, the crying is, Miami's record against Alabama is 3-15. That's what he needs to be crying about. The funny thing also is that he doesn't even know who his own Miami boosters are that are involved heavily with the NIL, you know, so we can go there, and believe me, Dabo will start crying about it as well. So JK, I really do believe Bama and Saban are so in his head. That's why he talks about it every day, all day. Second of all, I think he's a closet Bama.
Ooh.
That's all I got. I think at the end of the day, I think he's a closet Bama.
Oh, listen to that. Mad Dog coming in, throwing the shade as we get into this Friday edition. Man, I appreciate the call. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for hanging out with me all week. And, you know, I'll tell you a quick story before we go to the next call, Mad Dog, because you said, you know, don't worry about the haters. I'll never forget my first big opportunity on ESPN Radio was 4th of July, and it was when Mike and Mike was still a show. And Mike Golick Jr. and I were put together on Mike and Mike, and we'd worked together. We knew each other well. I was so nervous because Mike and Mike is a legendary show, and obviously Greeny and Golick are legends. And I went on that show that day, and I actually had to get off Twitter because I was on for 3 days in a row with Gojo. And every day people were tweeting, this is the worst thing ever, I hate these guys, this is why ESPN's failing, all of the things that people tweet every time they don't like any of our styles. And I only tell that story because a year later to the day, Mike and I were hosting together, and we were the same thing. It was Golick and Wingo at that point, but we were the morning subs for the 4th of July, exactly a year later. And we came in and we did the show, and everybody started tweeting, oh my God, this is the best combo, you guys should be together every single day. Like, sports fans are always resistant to any level of change. That's part of what I love the process of winning everybody over. That's all I have to say about that. I love the process of trying to get everybody over on my side. I-Man calling in. It's like he heard his name and knew that he needed to chime in on the show. 855-242-7285. I-Man, thanks for calling me. What you got today, brother?
Hey, good afternoon. What did I miss?
Well, there was just John in Alabama was just he mentioned some cool rock bands that he saw for his first concert, and he mentioned he thought you would appreciate that. And then, bam, you're calling two callers later.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you was talking about drinks. I played music for a long 48 years, and there was nothing like having a nice shot of tequila walking towards the stage to sit down behind the drums. And I tell you, you get a shot of that Montezuma stuff, and we're not talking quality. It's just tequila. That's all it is. You take a shot of that, and I tell you about the third step, it has knocked every wrinkle out of your shirt. It has knocked all the arthritis out of your body, and you're still trying to swallow it. But after that, anything, you can take anything. And, you know, I always liked Jose Cuervo, but after one shot of Montezuma, you can go all night long with Montezuma, and it don't matter. You don't even notice the second. But you've done a hell of a job this week, and I really appreciate you stepping up to the plate and kind of calming the masses, and enjoyed your input and your stories and your expertise. And I hope next time Nick Saban tells Paul to get his ass down there, he needs some straightening out, because Paul has to help Nick through these crises. Every time Nick Saban goes through a crisis, Paul Feinbaum's missing in action. And that's because Paul's got to go down there and talk to the little feller and say this, don't do a lot of that, fold your arms,
And you know, Nick Saban, when he's talking, you ever seen his press conferences?
Oh, of course, yes.
He does his hands. You know, some people do air quotes. Nick Saban picks up both hands, and he kind of points them side, kind of at an angle. And he does them three times from left, middle, to the right. Left, middle, to the right. Paul Feinbaum taught it. Because that little fella couldn't have figured that on his own. Not both hands in unison. But anytime Nick has a crisis, Feinbaum goes missing in action. He has to go straighten his little ass out, try to teach him how to be more gentlemanly. And you can see after the last diatribe he's had and Jimbo slapped him around, he needed some straightening out. And for the record, and I know this is your last day, but Jimbo Fisher put his finger on Nick Saban's nose, and he just flipped it to the side. Kind of like he was going to turn his head. And it almost reminded me of The Exorcist when she spun that head around. That's what Jimbo Fisher did. And guess what he said? He said, "War, Texas A&M Aggies." Have a great weekend.
Oh, man.
Be safe.
Man, have a great Memorial Day. Thanks for calling. Thanks for hanging out with me. I will say, to your tequila point, I don't think, I always tell my friends this, I don't think anybody's ever said this phrase in the history of mankind. Boy, I'm really glad I took that last shot of tequila last night. Like, I don't think that phrase exists, but, you know, you're more of a man than I am, because I certainly, that would have been enough for me. 855-242-7285. You guys have stacked the lines. We're going to let you keep taking over the Paul Feinbaum Show on this Friday, Memorial Day edition. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Paul.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz, filling in for Paul. 855-242-7285 is how you get in on the conversation. We've been talking all day about competitiveness, name, image, likeness, but it's also Memorial Day, so we're having a little bit of fun as we head into Memorial Day weekend. What's the go-to item you would have to bring to the gathering? So you can feel free to chime in on that. I know a bunch of you are hanging on. Tony in Athens, thanks for calling the show, Tony. What you got?
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say you have done a great job the last 4 days. It has been awesome. And my favorite thing on Memorial Day is burgers and brats. So that out of the way. I just wanted to say that having an unbiased host on the show has been awesome. It's like, you know, I listen to Feinbaum every day. And for 4 hours a day, it's an infomercial for Alabama. And for you to come on and actually say Saban was wrong was awesome. So that's my take on it. I'm a Georgia fan. We get a lot of coverage on the Feinbaum Show, so I'm not, you know, we get a lot of coverage. But the rest of the SEC doesn't. So I just wanted to let you know that it's been a breath of fresh air for you to come on and actually be unbiased.
Well, Tony, thanks for the call. I genuinely appreciate it. I hope you have a great holiday weekend, and congratulations on the national championship. Like I always tell people, you know, I've got one team that absolutely rules my soul, and that's my beloved Las Vegas Raiders, which why I don't. That's why I love covering college football. For anybody that doesn't know my background, I cover so much of it for ESPN. But I love covering it because I don't have a vested interest in who wins or loses. So every Saturday for me can just be a wide open, wild, fun experience. I just love watching college football. But I will say, you know, I keep thinking about Tony being a Georgia fan and just thinking about what that moment's got to be like. Bama fans, you're used to it, and I respect the heck out of that. But my God, to finally get over the hump and get a national championship, that's got to feel cool. I don't know when that wears off. I hope it doesn't wear off, because the angst that comes with being a sports fan is so year-round. Man, I just, right now, if I'm a Georgia fan, there's nothing anybody can say to me anywhere in the world that's going to make me do anything other than smile, because until somebody takes it away, you're national champions. That's got to feel good. Heath in Nashville, city I know and love well. Heath, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Oh, man, I knew this would happen. I just literally pulled off I-65 because you know how it tends to get stacked up. Coming back in, I'm coming back in from covering my sales territory. And I heard you earlier this week, man. When you first said you're going to be on multiple days, I was like, oh boy, this is going to be horrible. Not lying. I didn't know you from Adam's house cat, man. I reached out to, going to do a little humble brag here, my boy, our mutual friend, Cole Kubelik, who in my mind is the best mind, literally, football mind, when it comes to college football at ESPN. And he's endorsed you, and you've endorsed yourself, man. I mean, you crushed it all week, and go back and listen to Feinbaum from ERC days, and he's just, he's obviously taking this to the next level. There's not a lot of people that can come in and sit here and deal with this chaos for 3 days in a row, and brother, you have done it with, the flying colors. So thank you for taking my call. A little quick story. I'm from Florence, Alabama. I was born in that region. You know, there's two very famous recording studios there. Mm-hmm. My father was in the summer 1977. My father was working as a manager of a denim store back then. And my mother was going to school at the University of North Alabama to get her degree. And in walks a big burly guy with a beard, full beard, hat, and he said he kind of looked funny, wore sunglasses. Ends up being Hank Williams Jr., getting ready to go on tour with his buddy Waylon, first big tour after falling off the mountain. And him and my dad chat each other up. They have mutual friends. My dad happens to be a musician. And he goes, well, hey, man, I'm getting ready to go on the road. Would you like to? I need a tour manager. I need a backup guitar player. And my dad's like, sign me up. And ended up on the swing back through Alabama. I ended up getting to go meet Waylon and Jesse and hang out on the, actually with this 5-year-old, I have mixed, you know, bits and pieces. I remember being that young, but I watched the show from the mixing boards. That's my Hank and our first concert story.
That's an incredible story. Thanks for the call, Heath. Like that's just like, when I hear stuff like that, it makes me so, I don't want to say envious. Like I think, you know, we always can look at the moment we're in and say, it's not what it used to be. But man, and I love current music. I have nothing against current music. There's a lot of it out there right now that I think is really good. There's some of it that's trash, right? But man, I think back to those eras and it just hit different. There was something about it. There's something about the soul behind it. And it doesn't matter. I'm not talking just soul from country music, the soul from R&B artists, the soul from pop artists. Like, I find myself a lot of times listening on Sirius XM and I'll listen to the countdowns, you know, from the 80s and 90s and 70s stations, 60s stations. And when you listen to the older eras, you hear so many different types of music on one countdown because there was so much happening that was just cool that hit different. It's really incredible. So that's a great story. And I said it the other day, I can't figure it out. Like in 30 years, when somebody asks questions like, what was your first concert? I don't know if it'll hit the same way. Like, I just don't know. As much as I have nothing but respect for Harry Styles' new record, is that going to be something in 30 years? People are like, oh, yeah, is Florida Georgia Line going to be the concert that everybody's like, oh, man, that one? That was something. I don't know. It feels like that was a special time. AC in Jersey. Always love AC calling. AC, what you got, man?
Hey, man, Absolutely. Well, I do listen to you on ESPN 730 The Game when you appear as their guest. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell Mario Washington to have you on pretty soon. You are a great guy, man. Thank you so much for taking my call. Let's talk about Memorial Day cookout. This is going to surprise you, Jason, but don't freak out. My favorite dishes, yummy, delicious rat poison.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.